Good afternoon. We're going to start our last presentation here, and it is my great honor to present Mr. Michael Eckstein, who will be presenting on markerless motion capture technologies for in-game player performance assessment. Michael?
Thank you very much. We all know and understand that baseball is a game of mechanics, and successful mechanics means success based upon your playing and your performance. It's repetition, doing time and time again what works. Kinetrax is a company we focus upon movement and motion, science and analytics. So if in fact you look at motion, let's look at what has been traditionally how you track motion and how you are able to measure different movements and angles. This is the traditional marker motion capture system, when in fact you have these small reflective balls that are on your body or in a spandex suit, and they are then tracked. Think of Tiger Woods golf. So Tiger Woods golf, when this in fact video game was put together, they put Tiger in a spandex suit, they had him go through the motions, and that's how you get the avatar in Tiger Woods golf. All of this changed within the last several years with the product that was produced by Microsoft. So any of you who have kids that use the Xbox, or if you yourself use the Xbox, you know all about markerless motion capture, where you can stand in front of this device, you can play a game of tennis, you can go like this, and you have the swing on the screen. Now, we have been using markerless motion capture and the Kinetrax product for several years now. And what I'm going to show you, unfortunately we don't have Wi-Fi here, so what I'm going to show you are some still frame snaps regarding our technology and how, through mathematical models, without any markers, you are able to, in fact, map and recognize the joints and the bones within your body. So, let's start this. This is a six-camera type of a setup, where, in fact, as you see, you have an individual there who will, and I will go through the frames here. So as you see, our technology tracks the bones, the angles, the movements. Now this technology is being used today. It has come out of the laboratory in the last 12 to 15 months, and today it is being used for video games. Halo 4 was created using this, and it's being used in Hollywood animation. So while in fact this is successful, it's working today, we cannot use clearly this device in baseball for two very interesting reasons. First of all, the speed and the capture rate. You're only talking about different type of technologies that can capture things at approximately 40 to 60 frames a second, where in fact in baseball, you're looking at motion that needs frame speeds in the hundreds of frames per second. And finally, the focal length. To, in fact, have a Kinect device, the focal length is only between 8 to 14 feet. And as a result, you're not going to plant these around the pitcher's mound. So here, in fact, is a problem having to do with the focal length. So we as a company looked at this, and we said, how do we go from here, which is working, it's commercialized, we know how the technology works, how do we go from here to here? And how, for the first time ever, are we able to take a Major League Baseball player in an in-game situation, track his body movements, and be able to report back on the biomechanics of his motion? So, what we have done is we have worked with some of the best camera companies in the world, and we actually have new high-speed cameras. split architecture, meaning they can do real time as far as caching, traditional sensor design, has the frames per second speeds that we need, between 200 to 300 frames a second, good transfer data rates, between approximately 1 to 1.5 gigabytes a second. And now, what we have done is we have matched these cameras with, in fact, new telephoto lenses. So if, in fact, you look at the image on the right, and you see where the arrow is pointing, that's a dime. So the physical footprint of this entire unit is about the size of the catch-up bottle. Okay? So, the question now is, what's required for consistent pitching excellence and to help prevent injuries? And the answer, repetition of proper biomechanics. If you listen to and you read some of the most outstanding pitching coaches of the last several decades, okay, Lee Mazzoni, pitching coach for the Braves. I mean, all of us, you know, Maddox, Glavin, Schmaltz, all you had to do was fill out the card, right? No. If you hear the man talk, if you hear his presentations, he will tell you it's the consistency of the motion. It's the repetition of the motion. It's all of these things that create the success of what they do and how they do it. So what we have joints, bones, and muscles. And what the Kinetrax technology platform does, it records distance, angles, velocity, and acceleration. And through our platform, using patented technology, we are in fact able to do this with accuracy that comes with approximately 1.25 to 1.5 centimeters with cameras that are 250 to 300 feet away. So now you have seen what we are doing in the area of a closed environment such as this. Now we are taking this technology and applying to Major League Baseball. So what you are going to see now is our first mock-up, what our screens are looking like. Now we have had some good interaction with different Major League teams, and this is going to be what you will see is a sample of what a screen could look like. It's not finalized yet, but I'll walk you through the different aspects of what is shown. So let me go through all of this. There's a little bit of noise here, but let me go back and show you exactly what's involved. First of all, on the left-hand side, you see what is called the metadata. It's the data about the data. And what is of interest here is we are in discussions with Sport Vision, the people that use PitchFX, because their comment to us was, we know where the pitch went, but we don't know how it got there. And we said, how interesting, we know how the pitch got there, but it didn't. But we don't know where it went. So as you see on the left-hand side, what you have is the entire metadata as to what was happening when this pitch was delivered. Secondly, this is pitch number 44 in the sequence of the entire game, because we do track clearly the pitch count. And as you can see, we have several different ways that we can view this because we have multiple cameras. This is a 3D image, and we can pan, zoom, and rotate the entire image of the pitcher. This is pitcher number 44, and this is from a two-dimensional screen. On the bottom, as you see, we are now frozen at frame 2200. The entire pitch sequence from the time, either the windup or the stretch, to delivery is approximately 5.5 to 6 seconds. And that's where we get these particular high-speed frame counts from that situation. Now, what we have here are 20 different points where we are able to measure, again, velocity, acceleration, distance, angle. And let's say, for example, you want to look at, as Halliday is delivering this pitch, what are the positions between his right wrist, his left elbow, and his left wrist. So what you do is you click on the right wrist, and you want to compare it to the left elbow and left wrist. Click on the right wrist compared to the other two. In the lower left-hand corner, you now see what your selections have been. And most importantly, now you get it on the right-hand side. And now this is actually where we are tracking, where we are measuring the distance and angles, the magnitude difference between the joints and the bones, what is the vertical distance, and most importantly, what is the acceleration of the and the velocity of the different bones and of the different joints. So, we took our concept, we took our technology package, and we were able to go spring training this year. We saw six teams in the Cactus League and five teams in the Grapefruit League. Okay, so we saw a total of 11 teams that said, wow, this is incredible, we want to know more, we are interested. Today here is our Director of Baseball Operations, Nate Bump. Nate is here, and Nate was a professional pitcher for 11 or 12 years. He pitched in the majors for 3 years. He has a World Series ring from 2003. Nate is the one that was responsible for setting all of these up. And it's fantastic, because when you have been in the lines, you get such incredible credibility. We would go into meetings, and we would meet with general managers and pitching coaches and scouts and trainers, and I would say something, and I would display what we're doing, and they would say, yeah, interesting, very, very good. Nate would say exactly the same thing in exactly the same words. Wow, Nate, that is fantastic. You know, so believe me, he has been an incredible asset to the company. He will be available later, and he can talk a little bit about his experience as a pitcher and this technology relating to his own career. So, spring training, we go down. We have the means. We have interest. But clearly, what we needed was one team that had the vision, that had the innovation to raise their hands and say, you know something? We want to be your development partner. We realize this is an early stage prototype, but we want to work with you. And I'm proud to say and very happy to say that that team is now the New York Mets. I can stand here and tell you that Adam Fisher and his entire crew from baseball operations, they have been nothing short of incredible. The entire team, the entire group working with us, helping us, supporting us, and really learning with us, because clearly this is an iterative process. So what did we do? We looked at the entire situation having to do with Citi Field, and then we went up to Citi Field, and then we took line of sight readings as to where we needed our 8 cameras to get the 3D simulation and the 3D perspective. This was Citi Field, June 25th, 2013. On the mound, and you are looking at cameras that are approximately 350, 400 feet away from the pitcher's mound. We have the calibration cube on the pitcher's mound, and this is now a single pitch, the bottom six number, the bottom six views. These are pictures of a single pitch at a freeze frame having to do with an individual who is putting together a live bullpen session off the mound. And what we have been able to do is we have been able to take this, and we now have the rendered holes, and at this point in time we are now processing the data so we can present it to the Mets at the end of this month, early September. So, what are the uses and applications? First of all, best practices. Clearly, when a pitcher is in the zone, when a pitcher has everything working, the fastball is working, the cutter is moving, the changeup is fantastic, this is where we can establish the baseline. This is the best way, the best time, the best performance that we can possibly expect out of this pitcher. Game after game, season after season, we will have comparative biomechanics of a player over his entire career. We can look at situation analysis. How does a pitcher perform? Are there differences when there are men on base? when he's from the windup versus the stretch. So we have the ability to analyze his motion based upon different situations that he is pitching in a game. Clearly, this can be used for player scouting, drafts, and trades. And interestingly enough, we have started to be contacted by people that feel what this technology can do. This can be an early warning sign of injury prevention and identification. Now, clearly, we all know what's happening, and there's a lot of reasons, there's a lot of conjecture as to why Major League Baseball, the number of injuries have ratcheted up considerably over the last few years. The Red Sox general manager, Ben Charrington, you can see here, he's looking at, I think, players put their bodies in positions that they never did before. Pitchers manipulate the ball like never before. But interestingly enough, how does he end this? I have no data to support this. It's just a hunch. Okay? And quite honestly, my heart goes out to the Red Sox, because the Red Sox have had more injuries than any other team in Major League Baseball since 1987. So, we now have people coming to us that are writing research papers. For example, to date, the efficiency of predicting injuries from cumulative work existence remains in question. We all know how the Senators shut down Strasburg at the end of last year. There is no empirical evidence that that in any way helped or any way aided him regarding his particular situation. We also have fastball velocities. If you look at this research paper, it says that baseball injuries suggest that professional pitchers incur 34% higher injury incidents compared with fielders. Here's the key. The upper extremities account for 51.4%. You would think, here, up. But you know something? What about the stride? What about the hips? What about the leg shift? Now you have the ability to measure this. So where we are now. In late August, early September, we're going to have the formal analytical and biomechanics review of the capture session with the senior New York Mets management. And those of you who will be at Sabre Analytics in 2014, we will have the public proof of concept demo at that time. Let me conclude by saying we are not in any way trying to threaten or trying to use to replace those incredible individuals that are coaches, scouts, managers, trainers. They do what they do, and they do it very well. What we're looking to do is to provide additional tools, additional techniques, so they can in fact do their job better, more effectively, and using technology today that just came out of the laboratory about 12 to 18 months ago and apply it to their situation. I have a copy of this entire presentation that I will be able to send to you. So here is the information. If you come up and give me a business card or take my business card, let me know. I am here, Nate is here. If you have any questions, we'd love to hear. Thank you very much. Yes.
Do you track things like warm-up pitches, bullpen warm-up pitches, and throws to first base rather than runner up?
We can do whatever you want to do. In working with the teams, at this point in time, we're doing proof of concept having to do with live in-game situations. Within the baseball community, there are pitchers that are known to throw an incredibly hot bullpen session. Something happens when they get on the mound. So the issue now becomes, how do you want to track? How do you want to do this? Our setup, our platform can in fact be applicable and deployed based upon how the team wants to do it. Okay? Yes, please.
I'm a physician, so I have to ask this question.
Sure.
Have you already started, or have you conceived a way to track the effect of intervention? Get the data, make a certain intervention, and then track it. You can't just necessarily do with
right.
the player?
The answer is yes and absolutely. Because at this point in time, people with backgrounds in kinesiology and biomechanics, they are now working with us to look at, and thanks to Nate, I now have things in my vocabulary such as arm slot and inverted elbow.
Easy.
But the answer is absolutely yes. We now have the ability to look at the different biomechanics, the different bones. We always have the ability to take the baseline and to compare it against subsequent and future type of pitching. Yes?
When you said that you had an estimation of the error on your measurements, how are you getting that?
Based upon where we know exactly where the bones are, and where we actually know without the uniform and with the uniform, and we have the ability to track that within, as I said, approximately 1 to 1.25 centimeters.
Can you give me a sense for the volume of data that you're capturing? You talked about, I think, 120 frames per second times maybe 6 seconds.
Yes.
I'm not sure how many points on the body there were, but
yes.
It seems like a huge challenge.
Yes. Let me discuss that.
Okay.
Every single pitch is approximately 1.3 gigabytes. 1.3 gigabytes. Hang on. 1.3 gigabytes times 8 means you're having approximately 10 to 12 gigabytes per pitch. Over 150 pitches, you're talking about between 1.5 and 1.8 terabytes per game. So what we are doing is we collect all of this information, it goes up into the cloud, and we're working with Microsoft, and what happens is that all of the information is processed. 10 hours after the last out, all of the information then is available to the pitching coach. So for example, a game ends at 11 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock in the morning, come on in, let's look at the pitches, let's do the analysis and see what it is. Okay, yes?
I get the kinesiology of the whole body stuff, but part of the effectiveness of a pitcher has a lot to do with the tail arm motion.
Yes.
Ball, where it strikes me that a 1 centimeter error pretty big. Comment on that?
Sure. In all technology, the perfect is the enemy of the very good. As the technology gets better, we will be able to get closer and closer tolerances. But one of the things that we are able to do working with the people at PitchFX, you know, at this point in time, they are able to pick up the ball once it's several feet away from the release point. We have the ability to actually pick it up at the release point. Do we want to get better than 1.5 to 1 centimeter? Absolutely. Okay. But this is the technology today, and this is how we're doing it. Yes?
Michael, another comment or question about the amount of data. It seems to me that part of the appeal of this is that once you boil down that terabyte of data to just what a pitching coach or biomechanics expert might look at, it's still an enormous amount of data points.
Yes.
And so it's going to be a very open-ended system, if I get this correctly, what you're doing.
Yes.
In terms of different people might have completely different ideas as to which parameters might be meaningful, what might be looked at.
Yep.
You know, some things will jump out, but at this level of subtle effects, there's just a lot of things to look at. It makes pitch effects look like minuscule in terms
sure. of what
pitch effects analysts look at.
Okay.
And that, I think, is one of the reasons why it has great potential, and that there'll be even different schools of thought about what people should be looking at with their data stream once more multiple teams are on board with this.
Sure.
You
raise an excellent point, because people now are giving us feedback as to how they want the data represented. Do they want Excel spreadsheets? Do they want pie charts? Do they want bar charts? Right now, working with the Mets, you basically say, what is the best way that this can be easily digested? Is all of this information in the background? Absolutely. Can you do a Crystal Reports customization? Absolutely. But what we're trying to do now and trying to understand, how does the trainer, the manager, the scout, you know, the front office, the player themselves want to see this? People want to see it, we believe, graphically, and that's why we're still figuring out what these user interfaces are going to be. Yes, please.
Quick question. Do you have plans to analyze hitters as well as pitchers?
The answer is yes, we can, and yes, we will, but we don't want to eat the elephant all in one bite. What we want to do is try to focus specifically upon the pitchers, and once we get that down, because we feel that's the most value add that we're hearing from the teams, the answer is yes. And what we're talking about then is a two-camera configuration, where I show you the points around the baseball. Okay. Right now, these will be cameras that are fixed, focal length and apertures, specifically on the pitcher's mound. What we will then have the ability to do is to have two cameras, same platform, one at the pitcher's mound, one at the batter's box. Yes, please.
I wonder if theoretically it would be possible to zoom in far enough to get closer details on the pitcher's fingers and actually release the baseball.
Well, like everything is, when you're dealing with the area of optics, you're dealing with issues having to do with focal length versus clarity, okay? At this point in time, we think we have found the Goldilocks as far as the lenses. Unfortunately, at this point in time, the technology does not allow you to focus in on the fingers from a 3D standpoint. Hopefully in a couple of years, maybe it does. Today, the technology does not. Yes, please.
The first question I have for you is, what's your projected price range for this technology you are talking about?
Okay.
But hold on. You can think about it and let us know about that. Diagnostic models have been used in biomechanics a lot.
Yes.
The two systems that use diagnostic models are qualitative and quantitative.
Yes.
And you fall into the quantitative to supplement the qualitative what the coaches do on the mount and so forth. So wonderful instrumentation to do that. The quality of the data will be as good as the person who's looking at it.
Correct.
In other words, if you do not have a very good coach who understands the mechanics of the pitching or even the batting, the data is of no use. You can give them whatever
exactly right.
Type of angles and whatever they need. Having said that, I think now all world championships, not only in baseball, track and field, soccer, they have 360 degrees of viewing that you can get, but they cannot get the minute things what you're trying to do. And I'm very curious to see what's the price range you're looking at. Now, if you're going to only use it for Major League Baseball, that's a different concept. But if the universities wants to use it for research and other things, which I'm more interested in,
yes.
I would like your thoughts on that.
Absolutely. And let me respond to both of your questions, okay? First of all, there is the fixed cost. And the fixed cost has to do with the camera system, okay? The fixed cost from the camera system is a one-time charge somewhere between $130,000 to $140,000, one-time only, okay? Then you have the world of the capture. So the issue now becomes, do you want to capture every single pitch? Do you want to capture every other pitch? The good news is, it's not a fixed cost, because the Microsoft cloud technology is you only pay for what you use. So clearly, if you only want to do every other inning and every other pitch, it's different than wanting to capture 150 or 170 pitches throughout an entire game. That's item number one. Item number two, you're exactly correct. The world is a bell-shaped curve. We go to some teams and they look at this and they say, wow, we get it. We go to some teams and they look at us like we have three heads, like what is this thing about? We actually are working now with kinesiologists and biomechanics so that we will be able to work with the teams themselves to in fact help the trainers and the pitching coaches and the managers and the scouts understand what this is looking at. And let me give you a perfect example. Dizzy Dean got hit in the foot with a wicked line drive during an All-Star game. After the All-Star game, his delivery changed 1,000%. He was less effective. Pitchers, as Nate will tell you, pitchers pitch through pain. And when you pitch through pain, other parts of your body change. It may be the hip, it may be the stride, it may be the angle. So what we are trying to do and what we will be doing is assisting and working with the trainers, the coaches, the scouts to say, be on the lookout for this, because these are some of the key things that you may want to consider.
I think we have time for one more question.
One more question, yes.
Are you satisfied that you are sufficiently preparing for the inevitable confrontation with the umpires union?
I have no idea. Okay. The thing is, again, we are... Will we ever get to a time where you're talking about like a tennis match and you look at the ball, whoa, that was out, we're going to play that again? I don't think so. Once again, we are looking at this as a tool and as an additional process to help the trainers and the clubs really get involved with and be a part of the aspects of the physiology, the delivery, and have the ability now to use technology to do things that heretofore is only, yeah, he looks like the arm slot is a little lower. Okay? Okay?
Michael, thank you very much.
Yes, we're going to be here. Okay.